So, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're taking a look at the next episode in the Mandalorian saga. It starts off with the ship needing repairs. The Mandalorian decides to go back to Nevarro. He meets up with Gina Carano and Carl Weathers. This talk about this Imperial base that is still there, and they decide to investigate. So they drop the child off at a school. They decide to go to the base and try to blow it up. We're going to go to the man that this week he sent the photo of him smoking a cigar. Caption said, "I went from the boss to the boss of all bosses." And he wants to let all his haters know, trapping has been good to him this year. So he's having a happy Trapsgiving because y'all can't eat. Gangsta Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. Gucci and Jeezy made up. So life must be good now.
So it's like all the shootings in Texas. Please stop. Rappers every week are getting shot at this point. Stop the violence.
Word.
But go ahead, Mike. How'd you feel about episode of The Mandalorian?
So overall, it was a good episode. Of course, everything now on this season, I'm comparing to the second episode. So it didn't feel like a filler episode like the second one. It was action-packed, but I don't think it was better than the third episode. But I do think it was a good continuation on into the season. It's nice to see that they're bringing back characters from the first season and not just writing them off every season or one appearance. And I guess trying to build this world up. I don't really have too many issues with this episode. I did like how they kind of expand a little bit more to paint the pictures of what's going on with Moff Gideon and why they wanted the child and what they're attempting to do. Hinted at that a little bit, but didn't go full-fledged with it. And I like the way that they set it up at the end. It says that, like, we got four more episodes, but it should be some, hopefully some drama or some action coming up that'll set up things moving forward. Give the Mandalorian a real test, big question mark. How's all this going to involve the Jedi and trying to get the child to the Jedi and what all that's going to entail? So overall, I think it was a good episode, and let's keep it rolling.
All right, Keith.
Carl Weathers did a good job with the directing. It was nice and action-packed. It was a nice throwback to the first season. It looks like they're advancing the plot a little bit there and the overall story. So interested to see where it goes and how far it goes. I'm not even going to try to guess what's going to happen or anything like that. We speculate what's going to happen, the storyline that they're working on. I like that they shortened the whole midi-chlorians thing and just called it the M-count. Partially glossed over it, at the same time acknowledged that it was there. They did a really good job, and especially with the way that how they film it, have like a panoramic screen projected.
Yeah, the projection panorama. Yeah,
especially with the way the camera angles. I like how they use the natural lighting. I think they got their formula down pat. I think right now it is how much of a story they want to tell in a season versus how much filler they want to throw in there. Although I liked it, it was good stuff.
Matt.
I wasn't really too excited about this episode. Saw it and I was like, oh, okay, another side mission. Great. I didn't feel like it was part of the main story. And just like that other episode where I really wasn't feeling it, I really wasn't feeling this one either. It just seems like this whole episode could have been done in like 5 minutes as far as a recap. And then considering that there's not many episodes left in the season, what do we got, four more?
Yeah.
I don't know how quick they're going to progress without rushing the story. I kind of felt like I was wasting my time with this episode.
Well, it was definitely better than the second episode.
Yeah, that's a given. Anything's better than the second episode, but I just wasn't really feeling this one.
This was the second episode. This whole arc of the season would have been crazy. And because that second episode, again, serves no purpose in the context of anything. It didn't really set up anything unless the frog lady's coming back to help the Mandalorian somehow, relevance that would have had. But it was a good episode. And again, it felt like it was trying to tie in the later sequels, the 7, 8, 9, just talking about cloning a little bit. And I guess that might explain how things progress with that. I'm like, okay. But as long as it kind of keeps to itself and maybe not so much those J.J. Abrams movies, I think this show has a lot of potential. Curious to see where the season goes as far as everything that they introduce this episode and then what might take place next season. Because we still have major characters that are supposed to show up in this season. Need to understand the relevance of all that in context to what just happened in this episode. Well, I will say again, I'm kind of getting tired of the cuteness of the child, cookies and things like that.
I was watching it with the wife and she watched it for the child scenes. So she got a kick out of the action and everything, but it was all about the child. So that was
same here.
That's not going away. And I'm fine. It was only like a couple of minutes out of an hour. So yeah, I'm fine with how they want to work with that.
How do you guys feel about the cloning and I guess the purpose of the child from the first season? Which was kept vague in the first place, but
cloning matter kind of brings up something interesting that was, the question was, why didn't they clone Jedi, train them as Sith and stuff? That they're going into this with the Mandalorian. I mean, on one hand, I like it and I appreciate that, especially since we didn't get that, I don't want to say in-depth exposure in this sequel trilogy. Doing fine without having to go into Jedi Sith lore. Keeping it vague and the mystery of trying to find the child's family or his people, it seems enough. Going into that aspect, this seems like a stretch to me. But I'm fine with just letting it ride. So,
a lot of people online were going back and forth about the cloning thing. They were making a point of, are they trying to tie all this into Snoke?
Yeah.
From what I was reading, it was kind of like 50-50. Some people were like, they were all for it, and a lot of people were like, yeah, I hope they don't go that route. Like, let's leave that alone. You know, I'd be interested to see where they go with this. You said there's a lot of characters that's supposed to show up or rumored to show up. The one we've already seen, I hope it's not just we get that last shot of him in the first episode and that's all it is. What's going to happen these next four episodes with them? And then does it set it up well enough for the third season, or is it kind of like, let down again?
Well, again, as long as we don't get any episodes like the second episode in the next four, which I doubt, but...
Isn't Kathleen Kennedy still part of this? I swore I saw her name on end credits of this.
As far as I know, she has nothing to do with anything now.
Even though her name is on this?
Well, she's under contract, so I think technically by that, her name probably has to be attached to it.
She didn't ethically do anything, if that's the case?
If that's her job and contract, and that's what she's paid for, because they're not, clearly they're not going to buy her contract out. I think she's got like a year left or some months, so I would assume that they're just going to keep it and let it ride out until the end, but Bob Iger's the CEO, whether he had anything to do with the show or not, his name's on whatever they think it's supposed to be on. I mean, as far as I know, her position was Star Wars and film division stuff, so her name's going to be attached to it one way or another. Because last I heard, Filoni and Favreau do not fuck with her. Like, there's a civil war going on. They do not speak. It's like, you sit over there, do whatever you want to do. We're over here doing what the fuck we want to do. It means I got to slap your name on some credits. It is what it is. If real fans know she didn't do shit with the show. Right? Because if she did, then the show would be a lot different. The frog lady probably would have a fucking lightsaber.
Yeah.
Or choke people and shit. So.
On the one hand, I like Filoni, but on the other hand, I see his influence in this. This storyline with cloning and everything. The first season, it felt more like a Western. Old-ass Kurosawa samurai films.
Dude, you know, rolls into town.
And... exactly. Delving into the Force, and Lucas dropped the ball on was that he tried to explain too much of it, and you should just leave it as vague and mysterious as possible. Let the viewer's imagination fill in the blanks. That's what I'm worried about, that they're going to start trying to explain certain things. We didn't do this because of not by bloodlines, it's something else. It's midichlorians come from this place. We don't need to go into all that stuff. And keep it vague, keep it focused on the Mandalorian, keep it focused on that aspect and stuff. And I think that's where the show shines.
All right. Well, let's go to scores. Mike?
No, I'll give it a 9. I still like the third episode the best so far. It wasn't anything like that second one. It wasn't a downer. I didn't watch it and go, oh, it was a waste of time with this one. So Keith said, Carl Weathers, I was surprised he directed so well, and just see where it goes.
All right, Keith.
Giving us an 8. Carl Weathers did a good job outside of doing action movies and being Apollo Creed. He's got a future as a director. So I'm happy to see that. He handled the effect scenes and the action scenes. And I thought the action was a lot tighter in this one. There was a lot of stuff going on and a lot of different action set pieces going on. And they were all handled very well. I'm glad to see the plot moving forward. And I'm looking forward to the rest.
All right, Matt?
Give it a 7. It's a plain episode. There's nothing wow factor for me in this particular episode as compared to the past. So solid 7.
And I give it a 7.5. Seems to be setting up some stuff for later in the season. I just really hope it pays off. The show has been good, but again, I just hope that pays off at some point and not tying anything into the J.J. Abrams verse, because I would not like to revisit any of that. I said this on the last podcast. If you look at J.J. Abrams, Rian Johnson iterations of Star Wars, where the way that J.J. Abrams approaches story in general, that something just has to be happening just because it has to happen.
Right.
And in this, it felt purposeful. It's not, well, people are just running for no reason or talking for no reason or just jabbering on. Again, it felt okay. So Carl Weathers did do a good job, and the action was pretty good. Aside from the last episode, I think this one was well done, because it felt like Star Wars. It felt like the stormtroopers couldn't hit anybody.
Yeah, the stormtroopers couldn't hit anybody, and the Mandalorian, the way they make him use his armor, looks like it's actual legit armor. He takes a hit, and hurts, but you know, I'm gonna keep going and bowl you over and take you out because you got nothing that can penetrate this.
Yeah, but as Mike said, third episode, great. This episode, okay. Second episode, no. All right, well, that is it for this episode. We'll be back next week for the subsequent episode and Beast Game Podcast.